just to clarify, the traffic was horrible off through the downtown area, so really didn't have anything to do with Comic-Con. I drove right to that.
Thank you.
I was just wondering, because what we kind of have is two discussions, I think, here. We have the allowable cost, the expenses, and assigning those expenses to CFDs, and we have transfer policies, and where those students attend. So I think that what we may not take that CFD money and follow a kid somewhere else, because we may not end up needing to modernize that school where they end up attending, for instance. Maybe we deal that project or we're not. But is there an allowable use of CFD money to pay for expenses at a non-CFD school?
Well, first let me just answer, let me address the one where I heard you mentioning the issue of the allocation of the funds. And when we look back on how...
Allocation of expenses.
When we look back on the issue with the mitigation agreement, because all of your expenditures really go from what's allowable under the mitigation agreement and what was allowable under the formation of the CFD document. So when we are looking at the negotiation with the developer on the mitigation, the developer is saying to the district, we are planning to construct X number of homes. Let's just say 400. We're going to construct 400 homes. And so for those 400 homes, we want to mitigate the impact of those 400 homes. We anticipate a certain number of students from those 400 homes, but that CFD is then going to mitigate what is projected and estimated. May not be what actually occurs, but we, you know, the projections typically don't match exactly what will happen. They're higher, they're lower, they change. But it's the best way to try and determine what the impacts will be to the district on a district-wide basis. And so when we are looking at that and we look at homes, and as Barbara mentioned, over time, you can see that your student generation rates change. So we identify what those projected number of students will be. Whether that occurs or not, you still have to plan for the seats to accommodate what is being projected. If you end up having students that were supposed to be within home number one and they end up not going to that school, it doesn't change the fact that over time, that house may still have students that will attend that school. And so you could see if every time a student changed the school, you had to figure out the amount of money and keep moving it around to different schools, it would be an almost impossible task, especially since the obligation of that home is through the life of the CFD and as long as you have bonds outstanding. So it would almost be impossible to try and determine regularly where is each student from each house going and then how would you be able to account for it. Particularly then also when you have an obligation that the special taxes that are levied and an obligation of each home still have to be paid. So if you were to take that money away from home number one at this time, you might not be able to ultimately pay those obligations for that CFD. That was just one component. I just want to make sure we understood the issue of the houses versus the student. And so the other item is the funding for the non-student issues. Was that your other half of the...
No, what I think you're saying is that we generate money out of the CFD on taxes, right?
Yes.
We don't get all that money, so we issue bonds based on the CFD going and slowly pay off the bond.
Correct.
Right? So that's about the revenue. What I'm talking about is how we build schools and how we modernize schools as allowed under the mitigation and formation documents of the CFD, and whether or not in that impact to the district as a whole, there's an allowance for us to charge modernization costs at a school where students, a percentage of the students are coming from the CFD area to a non-CFD area, we can charge part of those expenses to modernize that school to the CFD fund. That's the question that really, I believe, Mr. Tarantino is asking, not following a certain dollar amount for every student they track and they enter across the district, because nobody ever wants to do that. That's not what we're going to do. But it is understanding that we are allowed, and it is perfectly legal, to utilize a portion of those in the same portion that those student body is made up in a non-CFP school or some of that CFP money to modernize that.
And we